This is URM.
It's the Notts Outlaws, 2020 champions in 2020.
Hello and welcome to Sticky Wickets. Myself and Dom, for the first time ever, are recording a podcast in the same room.
Absolutely.
We are in the press box. One of the press boxes at Trent Bridge right now, as many of you may have seen on our Instagram and on URN's Instagram. We've been here all day watching the cricket, watching Nottinghamshire absolutely batter Oxford UCCE. Right now, the day has just finished. Nottinghamshire are 410 for four, with three different players scoring hundreds, not out, and retiring, as well as a 50 from
Tom Moore's
yeah. Wicketkeeper. Both very aggressive. Well, he was an aggressive player. The other three, all fairly aggressive as well, with large strike rates on the flat deck. Dom, what have been your thoughts on today's play?
Well, it was hooping about. I'm pretty sure we mentioned the phrase hooping about a lot on URN and our Sticky Wicket Instagram, but it was moving a fair deal, and three wickets fell in quick succession. And not to be fair, we're in a bit of a tricky situation, but Oxford just couldn't quite put their foot on the throat and push it down for the win. It's fair to say Nottingham have been the better team. They've looked a lot better. They look a bit rusty because this is March. This is a pre-season game. There's a few shots where you think, oh, that's an interesting shot. But overall, it's not been very good. I think some of the Oxford fielding's not been too great, but I think me and Toby have had a great day. This is the first time I've watched a cricket game since August the 13th, 2019. That says it all, really. We're getting closer to everyone being at cricket, and me and Toby have been lucky enough to be sat in the media centre looking down at what would be the main pitch. It's fair to say the pitch they might use against India, the pitch they've used at World Cups and Ashes series. And we looked around and it is hollow without fans, but we're getting there. We're getting there. I'm so sorry about those two pings. But Toby, how's your experience of the day been, mate?
Oh, it's been great. First time at Trent Bridge, and it's not disappointed at all. I've enjoyed it massively. It's been very different from what will hopefully be when myself and you go to Trent Bridge over the summer for the second day of the Test match. And I can already tell it's a great stadium, and I'm looking forward to spending my next 3 years here watching cricket, coming in, having a few beers, watching some T20 Blast, bit of the 100 maybe, and some County Championship as well. So it's been great to see the Nottinghamshire batsmen, other than their first three early wickets, where I think about they were 40 for three, they've really dominated. Mullaney had an aggressive 100, blasting the ball everywhere, four sixes I think he hit in the end. Tom Moore's a lovely 50 towards the end of the day's play, and then Ben Slater and Ben Compton put on a huge partnership early on to recover from those early wickets. It's just been dominant performance really from Nottinghamshire, and I can see them probably declaring overnight with a 400 run lead and probably bowling Oxford out a couple of times before they have to bat, like probably only have to bat again. They might choose to, but it's going to be interesting to see. Dom, who would you say your man of the day has been then?
I think Slater has been, I think any of the Bens, to be fair, who played, they've been magnificent. Slater and Compton both got hundreds.
Ben Duckett,
maybe not. Very good point. Ben Duckett, a disappointing wicket, but I think you could argue he's more of a T20 player. Mm. But Slater and Compton came in at a very dodgy time. Notts were on the back foot, it's fair to say. Three wickets, it was grey overhead, whilst now it's baby blue in the sky with pink cotton candy for clouds. It was miserably. It was grey, it was industrial, and Oxford took the advantage, really. And two lads, Slater and Compton, come in, knock the ball about, very slow, very methodical. Not exciting, it's fair to say, but what they did was steady the ship, and it gives you a lot of hope if you are a Nottinghamshire fan that the four-day competition could be quite positive this year. It's not been too positive in the last few years, but these two quite young lads, that's fair to say, not the most, how do I put it, they're not standout names, but they did their job very well in tough conditions and got the job done. Toby, who would be your man of the match today?
Yeah, I think those have been great as well. I think for me, Ben Slater, he opened the batting and he lost three partners really early on and has helped recover the ship very well. I think I can see him hopefully for you having a good county season. Hopefully not for me, because I would like to see, well, we're not in your group.
No.
But maybe in the second group, if we play towards the final end of the stages, I'd like to see him get out to Ricky Clark's lovely in-swinging Yorker would be Clark. Lovely to see.
To be fair, he played with WG Grace, didn't he?
I think he might have preceded WG Grace, actually.
Yeah, it's been a fantastic day. We'd like to thank everyone who's helped us here. And thank you to URN for giving us your Instagram. Not sure why you did that, to be honest. We didn't cause any disasters, if you're listening, Kieran and Pavan. But what we'd like to say is, what's coming up is our commentary contest. A bit of a cheeky quiz called Not Your Average Quiz. And James makes a brief appearance trying to set us our commentary contest.
We're on campus and we're online.
We're online.
University.
Radio. Nottingham.
Hello there and welcome to Trent Bridge for this fine day of cricket. So we can just see the clouds breaking away. I can't believe we're doing this voice here. This is Sticky Wickets. We're here hit live at Trent Bridge. The umpires are in the middle. They're inspecting the wicket. They look very much like lost butchers. Haseeb Hameed, who played for England a few times, 3 or 4 games, average of what, 50?
45.
Yeah. Look at that, stat man. And Oxford take the field looking very bouncy as they bounce onto the pitch, and this is awful. But you're listening to Sticky Wickets. I'm going to pass you over to Toby.
Yeah, so we've got an exciting day's play coming up. Obviously, Nottinghamshire hoping to get an easy win, I'm sure, against Oxford UCCE. Bit of a uni team there. And obviously, I think we both want Notts to win. Love a cheeky Hameed 100, I'd say, wouldn't we?
We would love a Hameed 100 as he walks to the pitch. I love doing the John Watson voice. I love it. All right, we will give you some more info as the day goes along. Thank you so much for listening. And we hope you enjoy our content on social media.
DJ!
This is URN.
University.
Radio.
Nottingham.
Hello, we're here live from the cricket at Trent Bridge. Nottinghamshire are 123-3 right now. Slater, Ben Slater, looking really nice with quite a few edges through the slips so far on 78. We are just about to do our quiz. We've got a Not Your Average quiz, a bit of a Nottingham-themed quiz that I'm going to be giving Dom for our usual URN Ashes. Score right now, Dom, do you know?
It is 4-5 to you. I was 3-1 down, got up to 5-3 up, and you got the win last week, didn't you?
Yes,
Can I just say, this is the first time we've ever done this live in person.
Yes.
We've always been over Zoom, so we're delighted to be having the beautiful backdrop of Trent Bridge. We'd like to thank Daniel Robbins for sorting this out for us. We're really appreciative. But yeah, let's quiz, mate.
Exactly.
Let's quiz.
Let's go. So we've set a par of 5-6 here. Okay, so question number one. What is the most recent county championship win? What year was it? And who was the captain?
Oh, that's a very good one. Is that a 2-marker?
If it's 2 marks, then we'll extend things, yeah.
Okay.
I say if you can get one of them, you can have the point.
I'm not sure if you just heard that, listener, but that is a beautiful sound, isn't it? I'm going to say it was somewhere around 2008, because I had a big cricketing sort of almanac, really, and I had a picture of Notts winning, and that was around 2008. But then I feel like Notts have won it since then, and I want to say 2014. I'm going to say 2014 and Chris Reid.
It was 2010.
Oh!
But Chris Reid was the captain,
yes.
So he has the point. I also think 2008 they did win as well.
Okay.
So if I remember right from my research, I found out quite a lot about Nottingham.
Oh, this lovely. As it is my club, great kit, great ground, and must be said, the best T20 team in England right now.
Yeah, well, they won the competition.
They won the competition. I'm not sure if you can hear that, listener, but that is Toby rolling in his grave.
Okay, and we'll move swiftly on to that then. Number two, onto T20 still. How many T20 Blast wins have Nottinghamshire won, and can you name one of the years they've done it?
So T20 tournaments?
T20 Blasts.
Okay, they've won two, and one was last year, so 2019.
Yep.
I went to 3 final stages in a row, bar one, and that was the one, I'm going to say 2017. So I'm going to go 2017 and 2019, the 2 years I haven't been to T20 finals day, and they've won two.
It is two,
yes.
Correct.
Oh, I've got the years wrong. 2016.
2017, right. But last year,
oh,
2020.
Why?
I think we can give you the mark, I think,
thank
for that
you.
One.
That was appalling by me.
That was, yeah, that's, I think it's a year we want to forget.
It's a year we want to forget.
We'll allow it. Okay, number three. Name as many current Notts players with international caps for England or otherwise.
Let's think. Well, Broad, Patel. How many do I need to get, do you think, for the point?
So there, I'll tell you there are 8 Well, possibly nine.
Possibly nine.
There was a recent announcement this morning.
Yes, I saw that.
So, if we say there are nine. And,
No, there's eight.
I'd say if you can get six of the eight, you can have the
six
point.
Out of eight. All right. So, Broad, Patel, Duckett, Hamid.
Yeah.
They've had four. Luke Fletcher has been robbed of an England cap, despite being one of the greatest bowlers of all time. Mullaney? Would he have a 20?
Mullaney's not played for England, unfortunately.
I would have thought he would have. Harry Gurney.
Jake Ball. And Jake Ball has. That's your six.
Who's overseas? Dan Christian?
Dan Christian.
Who's the bloke who Notts have signed yesterday?
Darren Patterson. South African quick bowler. And you also missed Alex Hales.
Oh, of course.
That's another point for you there.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Okay, this is a good one, I'd say. I'll give you a bonus point if you can get one of the extras. Okay, so who are the three most capped England players to play for Notts? And if you can get their number of caps for any of them, I'll give you a bonus point.
Broad.
Yep, Broad. Any idea how many caps he's had?
I'm going to say...
currently got?
128. 146. Ooh, good on you, Brody. The next one is very difficult. Not going to be for a while. I mean, Kevin Peterson? He played for Nottinghamshire and he had a lot of caps. I'm going to say Kevin Peterson.
Correct.
Yeah.
How many caps do you think he may have?
Ooh, I'm going to say 108.
104.
Oh.
So close.
All right.
Final. This player wasn't on ESPN's most capped England players list. He missed out by two caps.
Oh. I mean, they've had so many great players. it's quite hard to mention. I don't know. What generation are we talking?
Not current, but very modern.
Very modern. So he's retired or
he's 21st century player.
He's 21st century. And he's... Ooh, so he played a lot. Let's think batsman. It's not... Is it the brother of Joe Root? No. He's English, of course, because he said English most capped.
It's a good question, actually.
I will say... Oh, that's a good ball. That's a very good ball. I can't think. Chris Reid deserved more caps because he was the best wicketkeeper in England.
He played for a surprisingly long... Well, he had a long time for England, yeah.
I can't think. Is he a batsman or a bowler?
He's a bowler.
Don't think he played for Nottinghamshire, but I'm going to go... Ashley Giles?
It's not Ashley Giles. Along the right line.
Graham Swan.
Oh!
It's Graham Swan.
He has pipped me to it. I will allow it. Any idea how many caps he has?
124.
60.
Oh.
Yeah. He didn't actually play as much for England as I guess.
Well, I suppose there was that problem with Duncan Fletcher, wasn't there?
Yes. Four out of four already. Yeah. Absolutely smashing it. And
it's been by the barest of margins.
Yes. So on to number five. Haseeb Hameed was the fifth youngest player ever to play for England. How old was he? I'll allow you within a year, by the way.
18. Would be a good age to start with. And I will say 18 and 6 months.
19 and slightly over 6 months.
Oh, right.
So, unfortunately...
Oh, right, we won't take the point. I won't take
He doesn't do it. He is nicked off to big cover drive, James Vince style.
Yeah. It's not worked.
Unfortunately. Number six. What is the lowest test match total at Trent Bridge?
60. Australia, surely.
Smashed it. He has rocketed this one through the covers. 60 all out for Australia. Stuart Broad, 8 for 15.
Yeah, Mark Wood got the other wicket. And, ooh, who got the other one? Mark Wood, Stephen Finn?
Steve Finn must would be have Finney. Been playing,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I can't add anything more to that.
Unless there may have been a run out, but I don't think there was.
There ain't enough chaos as it was.
Okay, number seven. What is the capacity of Trent Bridge?
Ooh.
And I'll give you 2,000 either way.
I can see most of the seats here, listeners, so I'm going to count them.
Cut to 2 hours later.
Strangely enough, I was looking at the capacities of stadiums yesterday, and Trent Bridge was... not in the top 60. So I'm going to say 17,500.
Bang on. To the hundreds, to the zero of whatever they give it out as. That is absolutely perfect from Dom Allen.
Absolutely.
To take the win. Was that actually bang on? It was exactly bang on. 17,500 was the number that everywhere seemed to have. Would you like the final?
Oh, that's a lovely shot. Sorry.
Through the covers for a single.
Yeah, let's go for a final question.
Oh, there are two parts to this one. Okay. So it's good. So, Trent Rockets will be playing at Trent Bridge for the 100. Mm-hmm. Can you name the men's and women's captains? And I do have, they're quite tricky, so I have a multiple choice for you. So, men's first, we have either A, Alex Hales, B, Luke Wright, C, Lewis Gregory, or D, Stephen Mullaney.
I'm going to go Luke Wright because I remember being really excited that he'd been signed by the 100. So I'm going to go Wright because he's old and he is one of the nicest cricketers. He gave me my first autograph, so it's got to be Wrighty. Oh,
perfect. Unfortunately, it's not Luke Wright.
Oh, is it not?
Weirdly, I would say, Gregory was the correct answer. And I would have thought that is the least likely person.
Oh, no, the least likely is Hales, let's be honest.
Yeah, but he's at least sort of played at Notts quite a while. He's 30-odds.
He knows the bridge very well.
Yeah. But yeah, so I was surprised when I saw that Lewis Gregory was captain. I assumed that you might not have had any other senior players or something, but you had quite a few as well, like Dan Christian. I don't know if he is playing.
Well, what I want to do, much like the Oxford player is doing right now, is washing my hands with that question.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
We'll move on to the women's captain.
Right.
So, A, the pace bowler, Catherine Brunt. B, England ace, Nat Siver.
Ooh.
C, the young leg spinner, Sarah Glenn. Or D, the Aussie all-rounder, Sophia Molyneux.
Sophia Molyneux. She's
also Sophie Molyneux.
Sophie Molyneux, sorry. Yeah, you forced me into that mistake, to be fair. Because I went, oh no, it's pronounced Sophie Molyneux. Yeah. I don't think she'd be... It's very rare to have a foreign individual in such a new tournament. You're going to want someone who knows the British circuit. So I'm going to go Nat Skiver. Skiver.
It is Nat Skiver. Yeah. Yes. Well done.
Lovely.
Smashed it. So from the 8 and a bit questions, you've got, what was that? 7
enough
six
runs
and a bit.
To win.
6 and a bit.
6-4.
Yeah.
Well, that has been the URN Super Over, and I think I'll play a bit of a treat now.
This is University Radio Nottingham.
Hello, Toby and Dom and Sticky Wicket fans. I hope you're having a fantastic afternoon at Trent Bridge, but put the Doritos and the Mystic Kipling cakes to one side for a moment. I have a commentary challenge for you. I want both of you pair to commentate on an over of the cricket action that is in front of you, and I will decide who is going to be the next Jonathan Agnew. Will it be Dom? Will it be Toby? Let's hear your efforts, please, lads.
Thank you, James, for that challenge. Now, Toby will go first. So, at the moment, it will be the 63rd going into the 64th over. Toby has the chance of getting Compton over the line for his 100. It's fair to say the weather's getting a bit chilly here, so I am going to let Toby do his thing, and I'm going to get a coat on because I am freezing.
It's been a beautiful day so far in Trent Bridge. My first time, and what a time it is to be here. We have, at the moment, Greatwood bowling. It's his 13th over. He's coming in now to Compton on 95. He's passes the outside edge as he tries a forward defence, and the keeper takes it calmly. We now have Stephen Mullaney down the other end, just got past his 50. 50 or 50, his 50 came off. If you can say 50 that many times.
Off,
yeah,
right.
I'm trying to say 50 as many times as I can. You know, world record attempt. It's been a great day so far. The sun is out. It's a bit brisk, but there are no clouds really in the sky to be seen, which is very different from this morning, where it was very overcast. The ball was hooping around corners as the opening bowlers for Oxford came charging in and managed to get 3 very early wickets. I think I remember it being 11 for 2 and about 20-something for 3. And since then, it's been a fantastic partnership built by Compton and by Slater, who had 100 and retired, and now Compton on 95, and Mullaney since then has come in as well. Another great ball there by Greatwood, blocked by Compton out to extra cover. It's quite a spread field now from Oxford in the field. They've not got a slip in, just the gully. As Greatwood comes in, tucked into the leg side by Compton, and just a single taken to rotate the strike. They have quite a split field. 2 or 3 men out on the boundary, man at deep cover, a deep square leg, and a fine leg, and a third man. So 4 men out on the boundary. Regulation mid on and mid off, as well as a forward square leg and backward point. and a man at extra cover. As Greatwood comes in, bowls good length outside off stump, doesn't carry through as it's left by Mullaney. Another good over by Greatwood so far. He has been reasonably economical in his third spell this session, but not quite as good as Whitlock, who has been, I would say, the pick of the bowlers, taking two wickets for the 45 from his 15 overs with three maidens. Probably not quite as quick as Greatwood, hard to tell with no speed gun here. And that is a lovely shot through cover for a single by Mullaney as the throw comes back into the keeper. And that is not over. There's one ball to come. One ball to come. As the umpires change position between the right and left-handed batsmen. The ball goes back to Greatwood as he comes in off his final ball of the over. Top of his mark, coming in now. And prodded into the leg side by Compton on 96 as the over is ended.
That was Toby's entry into commentators competition. I will now be taking up the 64th going into 65th. And Toby Pettyman coming into bowl, pitched it just outside off. And, well, Mullaney's quite frustrated with himself there. Feels he should have left it. It is early in the season. The ball is moving about. It is March and it is cold. It's been a good day. It's been a nice warm day here in Nottingham. And just to think of some of the great players that have played on this pitch, must be fantastic for those young Oxford lads who this might be their only chance of playing on professional surface. And Nottingham have taken the game away from them, it's fair to say. 286 for three. It is looking like Nottinghamshire's day as the second ball is delivered. A bit fuller this time, a bit more at the body, and Mullaney sort of dots it in to mid on. I think Mullaney's been the most exciting batsman today. He's been very he's played some great shots as the wicketkeeper for Oxford is having some trouble with his laces. As someone who couldn't do his laces till he was 10, I can understand that. It's a glorious day. The sun is just setting, and if this was a few months later into the summer, it would be quite warm. And in comes a third delivery. Again, a similar place. It's batted back at the bowler, and there's sort of a gentlemanly nudge by the non-strike batsman to give it back to the bowler. Now, if you just think, only a few weeks away from pubs being back open, then only a few weeks away from getting crowds back in, and what a place this would be with England fans versus India. Beer snakes flying about the place as the fourth ball comes in, and it's into the creasy bowls, and that's well off the mark. That's dangerous. That's a wide nearly. That is not a good ball, and it's sort of symptomatic of this Oxford attempt against Nottinghamshire. They're very tired. Shirts becoming untucked. Heads are dropping. But yeah, just going back to the point about the end of COVID, we're nearly there, people. Keep going. I think it's a longer way for Oxford beating Nottingham than the end of COVID. It's looking quite positive for Nottingham. This team won the T20 Blast last year, but can they do it in the 5-day format? As there's a thick edge past second slip and it goes for four into the pavilion. I think that's a frustrating one for Pettyman. He's been all over the place, really. And to finally produce a good ball, Mullaney to edge it nowhere near second slip, must be absolutely gnawing away at him as the score moves to 290 for three. Mullaney, 55 of 61, with one ball left of the 64th over. Compton batted very well for his 96, like who was the other batsman?
Slater,
who steadied the ship. Compton's come in and helped him. And that's the final ball, and it doesn't quite reach the wicketkeeper. 290 for three at the end of the 65th over.
On campus. And online. Online. This is URN.
That was the URN Ashes special commentary. Commentary challenge, yeah, why not? We'd like to hear who you thought was better. I think it was me, personally. But James James will be in charge of the decision, I'm afraid. So that will count to the URN Super Over as it currently stands at 6-4. But this could change the tide. Could Toby get it to 6-5 and be back in control of the quiz? We'd like to say thank you to everyone at Trent Bridge here. We'll talk a bit about the day a bit later, but we've had an excellent time and we'll leave you till, I'm going to say about 2 hours, as there's another four.
This is URN.
Thank you guys so much for listening to the podcast today. We've had an unbelievable time at Trent Bridge. It's been amazing. We've both really, really enjoyed it. And we'd especially like to thank Dan Robbins for letting us come down and giving us the press pass. And just thanks in general to all of Nottingham for letting us come down.
Follow us on Instagram at StickyWicketsURN and on Twitter, URNStickyWickets. Please subscribe to us on Apple or Spotify on the podcast sections. And if you could leave a review, tell a friend, it would really help. We've had some great listener numbers, especially to the University of Nottingham Men's Cricket Club episode. So please tell a friend, tell anyone. Just please help us here. We'd really appreciate it. Toby, go well.
Cheers, mate.
And go well to you. Bye.